Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主之圣名我说话。
If you notice on your schedule, Pastor Raymond Chaw was supposed to be giving the prayer session.
我们知道在我们的时间表上面呢，应该是Raymond 传道。
I don't know how it happened, but somehow in his contractual agreement with Pastor Huang, I wound up giving this session.
我不知道是怎么回事，因为他跟黄传道的合约之中，然后到最后变得我是在这边讲。
At first, I tried to resist.
那刚开始的时候呢，我一定要我想要把它推掉。
Because as soon as I heard Pastor Huang say, Deacon Soga.
那因为我听到黄传道说Soga 执事。
Before he could say anything else, I said no.
我还没有说什么之前，我就是先是说 no.
Because I know this is his pattern.
那我知道他通常都是会这样子。
But then when Pastor Raymond jumped in, I felt like I was in a schoolyard with two bullies beating up on me.
那后来Raymond 传道再进来这个阵容的时候，我觉得我好像在校园里面被两个
I'm much weaker than they are.
土匪来欺负。那
So here I am.
那所以我现在就在这边了。
They told me, Deacon Soga, you have a lot of testimonies you can share.
他们说 Soga 执事，你有很多的见证可以跟我们分享。
And so before I begin, because I do have a lot of testimonies, I need to take a survey.
那我是真的有很多见证，但是我先要来投票一下。
So I know which ones to pull out of my hat.
那我可以知道说我要跟你们讲哪一些见证。
How many of you heard, have already heard the testimony of how I came to True Jesus Church?
那你们有多少人已经听过我怎么样来正耶稣教会信主的？
Please raise your hand.
请举手。
Oh, not that many.
那不是很多。
I thought there was more than that.
我以为应该更多人知道。
I'm not as much a celebrity as I thought I was.
那我不是我自己以为是的这个大明星。
So let me begin with that.
所以那我就从这个见证开始讲了。
But first, let's turn to Scripture, John chapter 15.
那我们先翻开一节到约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。
Verse 16.
十六节。
John 15, verse 16.
约翰福音十五章十六节。
You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you.
不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
This verse always serves as a comfort and a reminder to me as to how and why I am in the True Jesus Church.
这段经节常常带给我一种安慰，然后还有提醒，为什么我会来到真耶稣教会。
I came from a long background of family members in the Catholic Church.
因为我的家庭背景呢，我的很多家人都是在天主教。
Actually, I was able to trace my ancestry back to the 1600s in France.
那我甚至可以追踪我之前的祖先，一直到法国的十六世纪的时代。
Because my parents came from France.
因为我的父母是从法国来的。
And it was through the Catholic Church records that I was able to accomplish a lot of this.
所以经过这个天主教的他们的一些记录呢，那我可以完成一些很多事情。
Because when you were born, you were Christian or baptized in the Catholic Church.
那如果你出生的话，你是基督徒，然后那你就在天主教堂里面受洗。
When you got married, you were married in the church.
那当你结婚的时候，你是在会堂教会里面受洗。
And when you died, you were most often buried on church property.
那很多时候你去世了以后，你就被埋葬在教会的这个土地上面。
And just like the Mormons, the Catholics keep a very meticulous record.
就像摩门教一样，天主教他们会做详细的记录。
So I grew up going to Catholic school.
那我长大了以后，我是去天主教的学校。
Spent a lot of time being disciplined by the nuns and the priests.
那我被很多花了很多时间被那边的修女，然后还有教那边的祭司来管教。
And even at one point, when I was in my high school years, I even thought about joining the seminary to become a priest.
那后来呢，我甚至想要在高中的时候去，就是参加他们的神学院去，后来做一个这个，这算是这个教宗、教师、修师。
But then the Vietnam War came about.
然后后来就我们碰到了这个越南的战争。
So I decided to exercise my patriotic duty and I joined the military, joined the Air Force.
那后来由于我有一颗就是说爱国的心，所以我就从军。
And trying hopefully to avoid having to go to Vietnam, but instead wound up going there twice.
那我原先不是很想去越南，但是后来还是去了两次。
But during that time, I also spent some time in Taiwan.
然后在那段时间呢，我在台湾花了也是待了一段时间。
For those who may be from Taiwan, I was in Shulinko Air Base in Taipei, and also in Tainan Air Base.
所以呢，在那段时间呢，如果你们从台湾来的，我是在台北还有台南的这个基地待了一段时间。
And through a friend of mine, he was engaged to a young lady who happened to be a close friend of my wife.
所以呢，后来呢，经过一个朋友呢，他，my
friend was engaged.
我的朋友就是跟我的太太的一个好朋友订婚。And
so when we first met, she didn't like me.
那我们第一次见面的时候，她并不是很喜欢我。I
don't know why.
我不知道为什么。I
still ask myself that.
我常常还是问我自己。She
doesn't want to talk about it.
但是她不想要跟我讲这个事情。But
thank God that we did meet.
所以感谢神，那后来我们还是遇到了。
And I thank God for her patience and her prayers for 15 years for me to come to Christ.
所以感谢神他的为我的代祷，超有15年之久，我后来来到来了基督。
I thought I already knew Christ, but she apparently thought I didn't.
我自己认为说我是认识基督的，但是他跟我的看法不一样，他不认为。
And not the way that I should.
那最起码不是我应该要做的，应该要认识基督的方式。
So during the period of time that we were engaged, I started to have some severe stomach problems. I was vomiting blood.
所以在那一段时间呢，我们订婚的时候呢，我的肚子有一些问题，我常常会吐血。
And going to the military doctors, and then I was diagnosed with stomach cancer.
那后来我去找军中里面的医生呢，他们诊断的结果是，我有这个胃癌。
And this was the same cancer that my mother had died of when I was 4 years old.
所以当我4岁的时候，我母亲也是死于这种癌症。
In those days, if you were pronounced with cancer, there really was not much hope because we didn't have the same technology and treatments that we have today.
所以在那个时候呢，如果你被诊断有癌症的话，就是没有太多的希望，因为在那时候医学的科技没有像现在那么发达。And
so I gave my wife an option, my fiance at that time.
所以我给我的未婚妻一个选择。I
said, I will understand if you don't want to get married.
所以我说，如果你不想结婚的话，我可以完全的了解。Because
I'm going to die.
因为我一定会死。
But she wouldn't give up.
但是她不愿意放弃。
She said, God can do anything.
她说神都可以成就一切。
And so I didn't realize this until later, but she actually began to fast 2 meals a day for me.
那我到后来才知道呢，她每天为我进食2餐来祷告。
And she prayed, her and her family.
然后她跟她的家人都一起在为我代祷。
So 6 weeks later, I go back to the hospital to do some more tests because they were going to send me back to the United States to a veterans hospital.
所以呢，6个礼拜以后呢，我又在那边的医疗中心接受了更多的测验， 因为他们想要把我送回来美国的这个军人医院里面。
And basically sending me there just to wait until I die.
然后就是把我送到那边， 然后一直直到我死亡。
So when they did the test, they came back The doctors were very surprised.
那他们做了这些测验以后呢，他们医生后来诊断回来的结果就是非常的惊讶。
The cancer and all traces of cancer was gone.
那我的身体里面完全没有任何癌症的这个迹象。
But you see, at that time, I didn't connect it to God.
在那个时候呢，我并没有跟神连接在一起。
I didn't connect it to any prayer.
因为我也，然后我也没有跟任何的祷告来连接在一起。
My only thought was, you stupid doctors.
那我唯一的想法就是说，你们很笨的医生。
How could you make me worry like this? That you know, I'm going to die.
那你们怎么可以让我这样子的担心，让我自己以为说我一定会死呢？
So time goes on, and I'm still holding on to my Catholic beliefs, regardless of what my wife said.
所以时间还是这样子慢慢的过去。那我还是坚信我的天主教的信仰，虽然我的太太反对，那我也不在乎。
And so from 1974 to 1977, we were in Okinawa, Japan.
所以呢，1974年到77年，我在日本的琉球。
And by this time, I had three children.
所以在这时候，我们有三个小孩。
And my oldest son was about 7 years old.
那我最大的儿子是七岁。
And he came to me one day and he said, Dad, he said, my stomach is really hurting.
所以他有一天过来跟我讲说，爸爸，我的肚子好痛。
And so I thought, well, you know, he had ate too much candy. But a few days later, he was still complaining.
那我在想说他可能吃了太多的糖果，但是过了几天他的肚子还是很痛。
So I took him to the doctor.
所以我带他去看医生。
And the doctor said, oh, I think he just has a stomach virus, but I do want to take some x-rays.
那个医生说我可能觉得他可能是肚子有一些细菌的感染，但是呢我还是想要照一些 X 光片子来确定。
And I said, well, if it's just a virus, why would you want to take x-rays?
那我想说如果只是细菌的感染，为什么你需要照 X 光呢？
And he said, well, I will explain later. Just let me take the x-rays.
他说我到时候再跟你解释，那你先让我照这个片子。
So after he took the x-rays, he came into the office and he explained it to me.
那他照完片子以后，他回到办公室，然后他跟我解释。
He said, I noticed that your son's chest is starting to protrude.
那他说我发现你儿子的这个胸腔开始往外突出。
And one shoulder was lower than another.
然后肩膀呢，一个高，另外一边是低的。
And so he showed me the x-rays and showed me that the spine was curved.
然后他给我看 X 光片，然后他让我看到说我儿子的脊椎骨是弯曲的。
It's called scoliosis of the spine. It's a curvature.
所以呢，他这种症状是可能弯曲的脊椎骨症状。
So he said, then he would have to send my son to Yokota to be fitted with a brace from just below his chin to below his hip.
所以呢，他想要把我儿子就是送到日本另外一个地方，然后帮他配一个这个脖子还有就是背的一种固定器。
This brace would weigh about 45 pounds.
然后这个固定器呢，它是45磅重。
He barely weighed 40 pounds.
它的重量可能就只有40磅。
And so I was, as a father, I was very heartbroken.
所以对于一个父亲来说，我的心都碎了。
Because they said he would have to wear this brace until he was maybe 20, 21 years of age.
因为他医生是说他一直要带的这个纠正器一直到差不多他20岁的时候。
So we went home very discouraged, but my wife immediately called her mother and father in Taipei.
那我们就回家去非常的伤心，然后我的妻子呢那时候就马上打电话给台湾的父母。
And she asked them to pray for my son, but also to ask the Dadong Church to pray for him as well.
然后她请求呢，他们来为我的儿子来代祷，也是，然后同一时间在那时候请求大同教会，来帮忙代祷。
And 3 weeks later, we had to go back to do the paperwork to go to Japan so he could be fitted with his brace.
所以三个礼拜以后呢，我们要准备一些填写一些文件，所以他这样子可以去日本来装这个这个纠正器。
Again, during these 3 weeks, my wife fasted 2 meals a day.
然后在这个三个礼拜中呢，我的太太每天也是进食两餐。
And she spent a lot of time in prayer.
然后她花很多时间在祷告。
And so when we went back, the doctor wanted to take the fresh set of x-rays to send along with the paperwork.
所以当我们回去的时候，医生想要重新照一些 X 光片，所以我们可以一起带着去日本。
And so he took the x-rays and then I could see him in his little side office and he's looking at the x-rays and then he says, I need to take your son back, get some more x-rays.
我知道他照完了以后，他在他的房间里观察，就是看那个 X 光，然后他又对我说，我需要让他再多照几张。
And so, they take him, get some more x-rays, and then, I'm looking at the doctor, and he's in the side office again, and then I see him pick up the phone, and another doctor comes in, and they're both looking at the x-rays.
那他又多照了几张照片，然后他自己在看，然后后来我看到他拿起电话，然后另外一个医生也过来，他们两个医生都在看这个 X 光照片。
And then the radiologist, the one who specializes in X-ray, he also came.
然后这个辐射的这个医师呢，照 X 光的这个医师也是过来，然后他也在看这个照片。
And all three of them came into the office to talk with us.
所以三个医生呢都进来到这个办公室，然后跟我们一起讲。
And the doctor says, "I want to, you see the X-rays that we took when your son first came here 3 weeks ago."
他说三个礼拜之前，你有没有看到我们帮你儿子照的这些 X 光照片
？He said, "Today we took 2 sets of X-rays."
那我们今天又照了两组。
He said, "We don't know what to say, or how to explain this." Your son's spine is perfectly straight.
那我们不知道怎么解释，但是呢，你的儿子现在的背是直的。
My wife at this time is jumping up and down.
那我的太太呢，在那时候她就高兴的跳上跳下。
She's crying, 感谢主，感谢主。She's jumping up and down, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
她跳上跳下说感谢主 ，Hallelujah， 然后很高兴，很兴奋。
But, well, I'm saying.You stupid doctors.
我呢又是说你们这些笨的医生。
How can you do this? How can you make this mistake?
你怎么又可以做这同样的这种错误？
And my wife kept saying, it's not a mistake. God healed him.
那我的太太就说这不是错误，因为神医治了他。
And the doctor said, that's all it can be.
那医生也是这样子认为说一定是神。
There's no other explanation.
因为他们没有其他的解释。
So again, we fast forward several years.
那我们就往前快转了几年。
And then around 1984.
1984年的时候。
By this time, I am now back living in Florida. I'm still in the military, but living in Florida.
那我现在还是在军中，但是我现在是住在 Florida 州。
And by this time, I had started to open up to having Bible studies or family services on Sabbath morning.
那现在呢？我就愿意在星期六的早上。来查经聚会，或者是参加安息日的聚会。
Because one of my sons had received the Holy Spirit when he was 7 years old, and so my wife was very insistent that we have the family services.
所以我有一个其中的一个儿子在7岁的时候得到了圣灵，然后后来我的太太就希望说我们可以参加聚会。
And as a husband, I've learned that.It's a lot easier just to go along with what the wife wants sometimes.
那作为一个丈夫，我认为说就是同意我太太的一切说法，有时候就会让我比较顺利。
Happy life, happy wife, happy life.
所以这就是要快乐的妻子，有快乐的人生。
And so we began to have these little family services. Pacifica Church would send us cassette tapes. Elder John Lin would send us these tapes.
所以呢，在太平洋教会呢，他们会那边的这个林约翰的这个长老，他会寄一些录音带给我们。
And so, my wife had wanted to take for the whole family to go from Tampa to Pacifica for their spiritual convocation because she wanted to have my youngest son, who was 6 months old at the time, to be baptized.
那我太太那时候想要去参加旧金山太平洋教会的灵恩会，因为我有一个六个月大的儿子，他希望说他可以在那边接受洗礼。
And I think her ulterior motive was also to get me there.
那我认为说他最终的目的地也是把我要拉过去那边。
And I said, sure, we'll go, no problem.
那我就说好，没有问题啊，我们可以去参加。
But in my heart, I'm thinking, man, I got to find a way to get out of this.
那我的内心是讲说，我一定要想办法要溜开。
Maybe I can tell you, hey, my commander won't give me time off.
那我可以说，我的检查，我的那个，我的长官呢，不会让我去走，
then,
不会让我走开。
And then I can just have 2 weeks by myself.
那所以呢，这样子我可以有两个礼拜轻松的假，我一个人在一起，我一个人。
But when God decides to call you,
当神在呼召你的时候
，I know now.It's very, very hard to go against God.
那我现在知道不可以为就是抵抗神。
And so that Sabbath morning, after we listened to the tape, we knelt down to pray. And my wife said, "Just pray out loud. Say Hallelujah, praise the Lord."
所以那星期六早上呢，我们听完录音带，然后我们开始跪下来祷告。那我的太太就跟我讲说，你要大声的祷告，就说哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
But I will always say no.
那我都是说不要。
I don't do that.
我不可以这样子做。
I pray to Mary, I pray to Peter, I pray to John. I don't say this stuff out loud.
那我祷告是像玛利亚，然后彼得、约翰祷告，所以我不可以大声的这样子来祷告。
And she said, "Why are you being so stubborn?"
那他就会说，你为什么这么固执
？Why are you being stubborn? You won't listen to me.
那我就会说你是你才固执，因为你不听我说话。
So we knelt down to pray.
所以我们跪下来祷告。
And almost as soon as we knelt down, something happened.
那我们一跪下来的时候，那就有事情就发生了。
And at that time, you know, I had never experienced anything at all like that.
那在那个时候呢，我一生之中从来没有这样子的体验。
Almost as soon as I closed my eyes, I saw a vision.
那我眼睛一闭上，我就开始看异象。
And it was.As if I was, I could see a circle of light, and I could see myself kneeling in that circle of light.
那我看到一个光圈，然后我自己在那个光圈里面祷告。
And it was surprising to me, so I opened my eyes.
然后对我来说非常的惊讶，所以我突然又把眼睛张开来。
And everything was normal.
那都是一切都是正常的。
My wife and children were praying.
然后我的妻子跟我的儿子们都在祷告。
When I closed my eyes, the vision was there again.
所以当我眼睛闭上的时候，这个异象又开始了。
And on this edge of this circle of light were six very dark people.
那在这个光圈的外围呢，有六个非常黑暗的人。
They were wearing long robes with hoods.
那他们是穿着长袍子，然后戴的这种就是高帽子。
I couldn't see their faces.
那我看不见他们的脸。
But in their hands, they were holding swords.
但是他们的手上呢，就有握着宝剑。
And these swords were on fire.
然后这个宝剑呢，就是它是有火焰出来。
And they began to close in on me.
然后就慢慢的逼向我。
And as they closed in, I became very afraid.
那他们逼向我的时候，我就觉得非常的害怕。
And I said, I remembered in listening to some of these cassette tape sermons.That we could cast out demons in Jesus' name.
那我突然想到说，在我们听的这些录音带之中，有教我们说，可以奉主耶稣圣名来赶撒旦。
And so I'm thinking, in the name of Jesus Christ, Satan be gone. I say it 3 times.
所以我在我的脑海里面就想说，奉主耶稣圣名赶撒旦，然后我说了3次。
And suddenly, these 6 dark figures were replaced by 6 glorious white figures.
所以那突然呢，这六位这个黑暗的使者呢，就后来被代替成六个非常光明的这个形象。
And I felt very safe, very secure.
那我突然变觉得非常的安全，然后非常的安稳。
And the prayer stopped.
然后我们的祷告就停止了。
And immediately after stop, my wife and kids are saying, Dad, what happened? What happened, Dad?
所以在祷告结束的时候，我的妻子跟我的儿子就问我说，爸爸怎么回事了？怎么回事？
I said, nothing happened.
我说没有什么事啊。
He said, no, what happened?
然后他们一直问说怎么回事？
I said, nothing.
说没有，没有了。
I said, why do you say something happened?
那为什么我问他们说为什么你会说有事情发生呢？
He said, because we heard you say, in Jesus' name, Satan be gone.
因为我听到说你在奉主耶稣的名在赶鬼。
I said, oh, I said that out loud.
那我突然觉得说我有大声的说出来吗？
I didn't realize I said it out loud.
那我都不知道说我有大声的这样子
说出来。He said, yeah, you never say anything out loud like that.
对，他们说，那你从来没有这么大声的说任何事情。
So, I was busted.
So,
I had to tell them the truth.
我的谎言被揭发了，所以我需要跟他们讲实话。
And afterwards, my wife said, God's trying to tell you something.
那后来我的太太就跟我讲说，神想要跟你讲一些事情。
So he said, you need to kneel down and pray again.
所以他说，那你需要再继续的跪下来祷告。
And so I agree.
所以我也同意。
And so for the first time in my life, I said, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
所以在我的人生中第一次，我说 Hallelujah, 赞美主耶稣。
I said it out loud.
我大声的说。
And after about the third time saying it, another vision.
那我说了第三次之后呢，后来又有另外一个意象出现。
And in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, not again.
那我的心里也想说不会吧，不会又再一次。
So I open my eyes. Everything's normal.
那我又把眼睛打开，那一切又是正常的。
So、close my eyes.
那我把眼睛闭上。
And this time I see.Myself on an old wooden ship, an old wooden boat, just like in the Bible times.
那后来我发现我自己是在一个老的船上，就是很老的那种古老的船上，就像圣经里面的记载。
And this boat is on fire.
然后这个船呢，它是起火，它是着火的。
And I'm standing in the middle of this boat.
然后我站在这个船的中间。
And I'm very fearful.
然后我非常的恐惧。
And the sea all around me is on fire.
然后我周围的海呢，它也是起火的。
So I'm thinking there's no way to escape.
看起来没有地方可以逃开。
So I'm looking for a way to escape.
所以我想找一个逃生的这个方向。
And off in the distance, I see a beautiful island.
那在不远的地方，我看到一个很美丽的小岛。
And I see my wife and children motioning for me to join them.
那我看到我的妻子还有小孩就一直向我招手要过来到他们那边。
But I was so fearful.
但是我的内心非常的害怕。
But then I heard a very soft voice.
然后我听得非常的柔和的声音。
It says, seek and you shall find, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door shall be opened.
所以你找寻的话呢，你就会找到。然后你如果你敲门的话就会为你打开，然后你求的话就一定会给你。
And I looked where the voice was coming from.
然后我看说这个声音是从哪里出现的。
It was from behind my family. And it was a beautiful white figure. I believe it was Jesus, but I couldn't make his face out. But it was like he had his arms around him.
所以他是站在我的家人后面，然后一个非常美丽的一个人物，但是我看不清楚他，我觉得是耶稣，然后他的手是这样子张开的。
And suddenly I felt my fear was gone.
那突然我的恐惧感就消失了。
And in this vision I saw myself going from the fiery boat into the fiery sea.
然后在这个意象中呢，我发现我是自己从这个火烧的船上，然后进入这个火烧的海中。
And so,The fire disappeared when I went into the sea.
那后来呢？我一入海的时候，海中的火就消失了。
And then I began to cry.
那我就开始哭。
Prayer had ended. I must have cried for 30 minutes.
然后这个祷告已经结束了30分钟。祷告已经结束了，但是我觉得我自己哭了30分钟。
And then my kids are saying, Dad, what happened? What happened?
那我的小孩子又在问我说，爸爸，怎么回事？怎么回事？
Are you okay?
你还好吗？
And every time I tried to speak, I cry even more.
那我想要说话的时候，我还是忍不住一直在哭。
So finally, I was able to calm down enough to speak.
那后来我还是可以冷静了下来，然后我开始说话。
I shared the vision with them.
那我 跟他们分享我的意象。
And my wife said, "What is God trying to tell you?"
那我的太太就问我说，神要跟你说什么
？I said, "We're going to Pacifica."
那我说，我们要去太平洋教会。
So in July of 1984, I went to Pacifica Church for spiritual convocation.
所以七月的1984年呢，我去太平洋教会参加了灵恩会。
And that first morning of spiritual convocation, there was probably well over 100 people. There maybe 150 people.
那当那一天的早上，第一天的早上呢，差不多有超过150个人在那边。
I'd only heard my wife and my one of my sons pray in tongues.
那我只有听到我太太，然后还有我其中那个儿子用灵言来祷告。
One time, when my wife was pregnant with one of my children.When she was in labor, she was in the middle of the bed. She was praying and speaking in tongues.
但是我记得就是说，我的太太她怀孕要生我，就是生一个小孩子的时候，她在床上用灵言祷告。
And the nurse came in and she says, "Is your wife speaking Chinese?"
所以呢，那个护士进来就是说，你太太是不是用中文在说话呢
？I said no, she's praying in tongues.
那我说她不是，她是在用灵言祷告。
She said, "Oh." She slowly backed out of the room.
那这护士就慢慢的往后移开，然后就走开这个。
So that was my experience with, you know, members praying in tongues. It was very limited.
所以呢，对于我来说呢，就是我的接触这个灵言祷告有限。
So when I hear all of these brothers and sisters praying in tongues so fervently, so earnestly,
所以我在周围呢听到这么多的弟兄姐妹在用灵言很迫切的来祷告。
And one of them was Sister Katie.
那其中一个就是 Katie 姐妹。
And my heart was very touched.
所以我的心觉得非常的感动。
I was a little bit shocked, but I felt moved.
那我是有一点点的惊讶，但是我觉得非常的感动。
And then when the prayer ended, one of the elders, Elder Lin from Taiwan, he said, "A young sister has received the Holy Spirit."
所以当祷告结束的时候呢，台湾的一个灵长老就宣布说，有一位年轻的姐妹得到了圣灵。
And he asked her to come forward.
然后他请她到前面来。
And it was my daughter.
然后就是我的女儿。
Her name was Angel.
然后她的名字是 Angel.
She was 11 years old.
那她那时候是11岁。
And her face actually was glowing like an angel.
所以她的那时候她的面孔呢，好像天使一样的在发光。
So when I listened to her testimony receiving the Holy Spirit, in my heart I'm thinking.I really want to experience this.
所以我听他在讲他得圣灵的见证的时候呢，那我的内心在想说，我自己本身也想要这样子的体验。
So I made a determination that evening, evening prayer that I was going to go to the very front.
所以后来我就下定决心，在那个晚间的祷告，我一定要到第一排来祷告。
And I said, I need to block out all of the brothers and sisters' prayers. I need to focus.On something, so I focused on Jesus on the cross.
所以呢，我在那时候呢，我就想说要非常的专心，然后不可以听到别人周围的祷告。那我在那时候的时候，我就一直想着主，钉在十字架上的主耶稣。
And so when the ministers came by to lay hands,
所以当传道呢到前面来按手的时候
，maybe because 我没有脱发。Maybe because I'm bald.
可能我是秃头的关系。
My head is more sensitive.
所以我的头皮非常的敏感。
I'm always the first one to know when it's raining.
那每当下雨的时候，我是第一个人知道。
Maybe because of that, I could feel the heat from the minister. You know, not saying it's coming from the minister, but I could, as his hand got closer.To the top of my head, I could feel such great warmth coming through my body.
那可能就是因为这样子的原因，当传道想要按手的时候，我感觉他手里有一种热量，然后来接近我的头皮。
And as he touched the top of my head, I saw glorious white light just came as if it came down from the right side of my head and into my heart.
那他按手在我身上的时候呢，我看见一个非常荣耀的白光，然后就是从上面照下来，然后进入我的心中。
And as it came out, my tongue began to change.
然后他又这个光又出来，然后当他出来的时候，我的舌头开始有些转变。
I can no longer say hallelujah.
所以在那时候我就没有办法说哈利路亚。
And I was weeping for joy.
然后我那时候非常的喜悦，一直流泪。
Because I truly felt the Spirit of God.
因为我真正的体验神的灵。
And so, 2 days later.
所以两天之后。
I was baptized.
那我也接受了洗礼。
Along with my youngest son.
跟我最小的儿子
who is now 30 years old.
现在他30岁。
So been in the church 30 years.
所以在我在教会里30年。
Since that time, my life has not been the same.
所以过自从那一次以后，我的生命不再是一样。
It's all because of the mercy of God.
就是因为神的慈悲怜悯。
The love of God.
然后神的爱。
Sometimes people ask, how have you managed as a Caucasian to stay in the True Jesus Church as long as you have?
那有些人问我说，你是一个这样子的白人，怎么可以在真耶稣教会待那么久的时间？
And I tell you, brothers and sisters, if my faith was based upon you or based upon the ministers, I would have left a long time ago.
那我跟你们弟兄姐妹讲说，如果我的信心是建立在你们人身上或者是传道身上，我很久之前就已经离开了。
Because man can and will fail us.
因为人呢，一定会让我们失望。
But my faith is rooted in the truth and in the one true God.
但是呢，我的信心呢是在真理上，还有独一真神上扎根。
So I love every one of you as my brothers and sisters.
所以我也爱你们全部，就像我的亲兄弟姐妹一样。
But not nearly as much as I love God.
但是呢，我爱神更多
，because He is my Lord and Savior.
因为他是我的主，他是我的救主。
On Judgment Day, you will not be standing next to me saying, "It's okay, Lord. We told him to believe that way."
所以在审判日的时候，你们不可能站在我旁边，就是说，跟神讲说，没关系，我是叫你们叫我，他们是叫我这样子相信你。
I have to answer for my own belief.
所以我需要来问我自己呢，来自己的信仰来接受
审判。Every one of us has to answer for our own belief.
我们每一个人呢，就是要以我们自己的信仰来接受审判。
So hold fast to the truth.
所以要紧握这个真理。
We are the chosen of God.
那我们是神招选的。
We have been called by God.
那我们被神呼召。
As a holy nation, a royal priesthood.
那我们是圣洁的国度，圣洁的祭司
，to serve him，
然后要服侍神
，to serve each other，
然后我们要互相的服侍
，with love that comes from the heart of God。
那我们是要从神的爱，然后互相的来互相相爱。
I have many many other testimonies, but time is too short。
我还有很多很多的见证，但是时间太短暂了。
So let's come forward to pray.
所以我们一起到前面来祷告。
Give thanks to the mercy of God.
然后感谢神的恩典。